Our first reading this morning is from Psalm 118, starting with verses 1 and 2.
A prayer of thanksgiving for victory. Give thanks to the Lord, because he is good, and his love is eternal. Let the people of Israel say, his love is eternal. I will not die. Instead, I will live and proclaim what the Lord has done. He has punished me severely, but he has not let me die. Open to me the gates of the temple. I will go in and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. Only the righteous can come in. I praise you, Lord, because you heard me, because you have given me victory. The stones which the builder rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all. This was done by the Lord. What a wonderful sight it is. This is the day of the Lord's victory. Let us be happy. Let us celebrate. Save us, Lord. Save us. Give us success, O Lord. May God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. From the temple of the Lord, we bless you. The Lord is good. The Lord is God. He has been good to us. With branches in your hands, start the festival and march around the altar. You are my God, and I give you thanks. I will proclaim your greatness. Give thanks to the Lord, because he is good, and his love is eternal.
An unexpected linking factor seems to have arisen as I was preparing for this morning's service, which will emerge as we go through the morning. And it's rocks and stones, which might seem quite unusual for Palm Sunday when we think of palm branches and palm crosses and things like that. And on that theme, I've just brought a few stones and put on top of the piano there. You can have a look at them afterwards. Please don't take them. I have to give them back to somebody apart from one. But I've just brought a few stones there. Years ago, when I started going on Girls Brigade holidays, I loved collecting stones and shells and things like that from the beach. And I think on one or two occasions, certainly on one occasion, I decided a really big stone that I really liked was coming home with me. Now, bearing in mind I was probably eight, it seemed about this big as a football. It probably wasn't that big because I'm an adult now, but it was a fair size. It was quite heavy. And when I took it home in my suitcase, I remember my parents kind of finding it and saying, Mrs. So-and-so, the Girls Brigade leader at the time, who was of a mature age, they said she must have carried that in your case down the stairs. That wasn't very considerate, was it? I said, oh no, I didn't really think about that. It must have weighed half a ton. She probably thought, what on earth has she got in her case? So let's come back to Palm Sunday. It's the Sunday before Easter, the start of Holy Week. Lent drawing to an end, if you've given up anything for Lent, which you might well have done. And we think about Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. And you've got lots of thoughts and reminders of Palm Sunday and Holy Week around your church this week. And it's wonderful that the church is going to be open throughout the week for people to come in and worship, to pray, to reflect, to think about what Easter really means, and perhaps just have some quiet time, because the world out there is full of Easter eggs and noise and stuff going on all the time, and we don't always stop and think and reflect, which we sometimes need to do. So while we don't often look at a psalm as a main reading, there are a few verses in this particular psalm, Psalm 118, that are very relevant to Palm Sunday. We don't know the author of this psalm, But like many others, it includes praise and worship. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. It speaks of personal experience. If you read through verses 5 and 6 and 10 to 13, which we didn't read, you can read those later. Then prophecy, as verse 22 says, the stone that the builders rejected has become the capstone. Jesus referred to this work for this verse when he spoke about being rejected by his own people in Luke 20. And much later on, Peter quotes this verse in 1 Peter chapter 2. In that chapter, he also talks about Jesus being the living stone, about Jesus' followers being living stones, about Jesus being a precious cornerstone, then a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. Peter's readers would have understood living stones to be Israel, the people of Israel. He portrays the church as a living spiritual house with Christ as the foundation and cornerstone, and each believer as a stone. The church is often likened to a building, a body, and it's all about a strong and sturdy structure with a good foundation, with good sturdy walls. And you may remember too that Jesus called Peter the rock on which the church would be built. The worship continues in verse 24 with, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And this has been the inspiration for at least one or two songs that I know of. There's probably many more. Then onto a verse we'll hear quoted as Jesus rode into Jerusalem, verse 26. "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And part of verse 27 too could point to this event with boughs in hand, join in the festal procession. So as we read through the Psalms, we can often find the usual songs and prayers and worship, the cries of anguish as the writers call for God's help. Maybe calls for forgiveness. Some of David's Psalms ask for God's forgiveness. And they reflect episodes in his own life and reign, which was very up and down and quite eventful. But we'll also find words of prophecy, history, and words that are quoted throughout the New Testament and to those following Christ, listening to Christ. So as we look at our next reading in a short while, we can think about how the words of the Psalms were echoed many, many years later into the New Testament, but also about how those words echo through our own age today, how they're used in worship and in study now, and how some prophecy in the Bible not only pointed to the New Testament, but still points to the future now.